This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix.
All right, welcome everybody to CBiz Media. This is Irene. We have a guest here on our phone lines, Quinika Benton, and she's going to tell us about a great project she has going on and give us the whole background and let us know how we can be a part as well and connect with her. How you doing, Quinika?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Can you tell us a little bit about your project and just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. My name is Quinika Benton, and I started a group called Complete. It is definitely something that comes straight from my heart. Our main focus is the reason why the name of it is Complete is because, you know, we want all girls and women to see themselves through God's eyes, and He calls us complete. He makes us complete. So we want to go through the journey of life with these girls and women and show them, you know, the love of Jesus Christ and really just walking through the process of becoming complete in Christ. So it's definitely something that, like I said, through life and my own journey, I've realized how important it is to have other women that stand beside you and help you through the journey. So, you know, this is a platform that I really am just passionate about and want to see other women become complete.
So where are you guys located, or where's your base at?
Yeah, so right now I'm in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and here we actually have women that meet, and we have different events here, and we also, a lot of our platform is through our social media, because of course, like, you know, you can have somebody that's here in Jacksonville, and I have women that I know in Atlanta or Philadelphia, and we connect that way also, but our main base is here in Jacksonville, North Carolina right now.
So what really, I know you said through some of your own life experiences, what really motivated you to get started with this group?
What motivated me? I just turned 29 in May, and this is something that God put in my heart when I was 14 years old, that even at that time of, you know, going through the different things that teenagers go through, God put it in my heart that the things that I went through in life, it was not going to be just so that I could go through it, but that I could help others get through it. So now, you know, as I'm getting older, I realize the importance of it, and He's definitely put a call like, no, it's time now to get started. And I really feel like because I've been through so much, it's now time to help other people get through a lot of the different situations that I've been through myself, to reach down and help.
So do you feel like, you know, the young ladies today are dealing with some similar problems that you dealt with? Do you think the climate is a little different? Well, what do you think about that?
Well, I definitely think the young women of, like, right now are still going through the same things I've went through. And I feel like because of the age that I'm at right now, I'm not too far removed from a young girl that may be 15 or 16. And I feel like I've been through some things that I've seen some women in their early 40s go through. Everything from feeling like your identity is all messed up and you don't know where to look to for, you know, who you are, to being a mother, a single mother, and walking through that. So I feel like the era and the time that we're in, there's nothing new under the sun, you know, and through God's word, we also see that there's always an answer too. So
yes.
I definitely think that the climate is still the same.
Yes, I agree with you. Like you said, yeah. It's nothing new under the sun. The Bible covers it all. So even though, you know, technology may be greater, or there might be other issues that we deal with today that we didn't deal with back then, God God's word never changes. God never changes, and he's the author of this earth. So yeah.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And it's a learning experience. And like I said, even with finding our identity in him, that's our main focus through Complete is starting it with that, you know, knowing who you are through his eyes.
So did you have any issues when it came to finding your identity as a young woman?
I definitely think I did. You know, in the beginning of that, like, preteen, teenager, where you're moving from, like, a child to, wait, you know, you're starting to realize, you know, different things about yourself that you really didn't even think about. During that time, I feel like I definitely had some issues knowing where my identity came from. And to be honest, it's something that in the last 2 years, I've just really grasped who God has called me to be and where my identity comes from.
Yes.
Through a lot of different situations, he brought me to a place of really having to focus on who he called me to be to get through the next day. And that's something that, you know, for my 30th birthday, I'll actually be releasing my first book, and it'll be called Trust the Process, and it's called literally how to find your identity in Christ. And while I was finding it, he told me to write it down so that I could help other women through the process of finding themselves in him.
Amen. Yeah, so I'm quite a bit older than you. I'm 38, and I still feel like God is still doing something with me as far as finding my purpose and his plan for me. I feel like at one point it was one thing, and now it's something else, and I'm still kind of in discovery mode even at this point in life. So it depends on, you know, just the path that God has for you and his timing.
Exactly.
And his timing is different for everybody. And I like the fact that you're trying to help women find who they are within Christ, because you can find who you are maybe within society and within the world. And sometimes it can be disparaging, because either you might not fit or you're looking for other people to validate you and whatnot. But finding your identity in Christ, God will always validate you, and he will always show you that you do have a purpose, even if people around you may say something otherwise. So finding your identity in Christ is very important.
So important. And it's something that it ends up, it shows you that is your foundation. And I feel like that's why God brought me back to that. And even through, like, our social media, starting September 15th, the middle of this month, we're going to start diving into our thoughts. Because I thought to myself, you know, okay, I know my identity. But like you just said, other people, even yourself sometimes, can really discourage you in what you know Christ is calling you to be. But your thought process can make you think that's not even who you are.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so we're really going to dive deep into God and what he says about our thoughts and what our thoughts should contain. And it's just so fun to see, you know, women, when we put these things out there, they're hungry for it. They don't want to stay in the same place. They want to, you know, really understand who God calls them, and the different topics that we discuss, it just continues to show me that this is such a needed thing for women today, because they want to know how to be better in Christ's eyes, and, you know, and the tools that they can use on a daily basis to help them with that.
So what type of events do you guys do down in Jacksonville? And we're here based in Detroit, Michigan. So I just want to know a little bit about what you guys do in Jacksonville, and also what you guys do online.
Here in Jacksonville, this is where I've been for literally most of my adult life, was in North Carolina. And I came back home to Jacksonville And through friends and people that I've even met, we started with a little group of maybe like, at first it was five, now it's up to sometimes we even have like 20 to 25 women, and it just keeps growing. But what we do is we get together. We've done everything from like lemonade parties where we'll just have literally lemonade, little sandwiches, and talk about, you know, God. And I'll have different topics that we discuss together, like face-to-face, different groups. We have everything from like bonfires, worship nights, where we literally, it's a no judgment zone. These women come in, they know that they're safe. And we've had some conversations that went totally off of topic. And it was just the Holy Spirit literally leading the conversation, and women becoming free of things that, you know, maybe you don't see on the surface. And that's why I thank God that face-to-face encounters that we have with these women, you can see lives being changed. And so we do events once a month where we just get together. And then for the ladies that aren't in Jacksonville, we have our social media. On Facebook, we have our Complete page. You can look us up. It's just Complete. And we also have our Instagram, which is The Complete Her. And we've taken a break from our social media over the summer because I really was looking to God for the next step in what we, you know, were meant to do and the direction we were supposed to go. And that's where the thoughts came up. So we'll be back on our social media at the middle of this month as we dive into our thoughts. And before the end of the year, we'll actually be doing some Facebook Lives with the topic so that women all around the United States can see what we're doing and be a part of it also. So that's our prayer, is that we'll reach even more women through our social media.
Well, that sounds great. Now, you also said something about a book. Is that book out yet, or is it on its way out? Or?
Yep, so we will have that first book, which is Trust the Process, Finding Your Identity in Christ. That book is going to come out in May, and that's going to be a celebration. That'll be my 30th birthday, so I wanted to celebrate with releasing my first book. And we're going to start literally diving into that even before the book comes out through our social media.
Okay, so in May the book is going to be coming out, and that's also your birthday month. That's my birthday month too. What date?
Oh yes, I love May. That's awesome.
What day is your birthday?
My birthday is May 11th.
Okay, mine is May 6th.
Oh, okay, we're real close.
Okay, well, we're both going to be celebrating during that time as well, but your group sounds like something that's really awesome, and it'll be great to have those Facebook Lives and those other things so that everybody can be a part and participate. So I know you have a blog and a website and all of that, so how can they get to that?
Yes, so our website is thecompleteher.com. And there, like you said, I have my blog, and all of those posts are directly from my heart. The last one I did was in May, because literally I've been going through a process this summer where God has just been working on me to a place that this next blog that I release next week is going to be called Remember My Voice. And it's literally what God has been putting me through all this summer. So yes, go to the website, thecompleteher.com. We have some previous blogs up, and be looking out definitely next week for our fall relaunch of the blog, which is going to be called the Remember My Voice.
Okay, thank you so much for being our guest here on The Mix on CBiz Media. And we'll love to have you back and talk with you more, and definitely we want to share with you on some of your social media as well. So thank you again.
Thank you so much. This has been awesome. Thank you.
We want to thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene.
We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commmbiz2004@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on cbiztvonline.com. Also join us on Facebook at cbiztv and media online.